Welcome to Beyond Talk Podcast. This is your girl, Brittany. Happy Memorial Day. I hope everybody is having a great time with their families. If you have to work, I hope you're off early enough to where you could at least get a plate, get in a game of some spades. So, we celebrate Memorial Day on Sunday only because when Mondays we're off, we like to enjoy our off day. I hope everyone is having a great time. I hope the sky is clear and y'all can get the pool out for the kids and y'all can be outside and get some fresh air because I know people are tired of being inside, but this is definitely the coming out season. Things are slowly but surely opening up. Things are slowly but surely becoming better or to for you to come outside and be around. I know that numbers are still growing with the COVID-19. So I'm just praying for those areas and praying for those people who are still suffering. And I pray that things get better physically and mentally and emotionally for you during this time. So I just want to wish I could touch and agree, but I'm going to spiritually do that. Touch and agree, and I'm going to pray for everyone around the globe that things start to get better. For 2020 in your lives. So I say this every video, 2020 started out so freaking good. Like I'm just speechless sometimes when it comes to how things just took a turn, you know, and listening to different people's opinion and thoughts on it. You know, it intrigues me. So, but that's pretty much with any subject. I've actually started to do more hobbies. I'm picking up photography. I am still baking and stuff like that. I actually made a banana pudding cheesecake for the Memorial Day get together at my mom's house. So, it was pretty good. So, you know, I really wanted to have a conversation about fixing people. I think it's important that people really understand and talk about it. I'm not an expert. I don't know everything. I don't. But I do know that fixing somebody is a crazy damn idea. Let me tell you. I was a person that somebody was trying to fix, and it was a disaster. So it all starts with that person. You're never gonna fix nobody. You're not gonna do it, you know. You're not going to do it. So you got those people who are just willing and patient enough to deal with someone for a long period of time and try to fix them. Now, it's happened before. I'm not saying that people can't motivate people and help build people up. That's not what I'm saying. But there's just some things that starts with that person, and they have to do it either all by themselves or they have to put forth the effort more than what you're doing, because you know, it's just not going to happen. You try to help someone get a job and try to tell them, you know, you got these qualifications, you can get this good job, you can get paid this, you can do this, you can do that. And it's just like, you want them to get that job more than they want that damn job. It can't be like that. They got to want it for themselves as much as you do or more. It has to go like that. Sometimes they might pick it up and be like, all right, fine, I'll try it. And they're not as passionate about it as you are, and then it can grow on them and they can see it. But sometimes things can go left and, you know, they start making all that money and they start changing and then they start treating you like shit. So you know, it's called life, people. It happens. People come, people go. What can you do? You know, I used to get upset about it. I used to be like, you know, if you want to go, then you can go. Oh, you know, and be so sad about it. It's like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You know how many people are on this you know how many people it is on this planet. I don't miss nobody. I love everybody. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I'm 28 years old. And when I turned 28, you know, slowly but surely, I started to grow a different way. You know what I'm saying? I remember I was dealing with somebody at the age of 27 and 26. God damn it, 20 fucking 5. And whenever I got to the point when I turned 28, I realized that I was dumbing myself down for somebody who couldn't see my worth then. So how the hell was they gonna see my worth later on? You know what I'm saying? You got to cherish people while you have them. Because when they start to, when they realize who they are and what they have and what they're capable of, they will leave your motherfucking ass. Don't play with people. That's all I'm going to say about that. But when I turned 28, things started to change, man. I started to move forward. I said, man, I'm finna get my ass back on with myself. I'm gonna get back on with myself. And, you know, I've been doing that, but at the same time, I was still holding on to some type of idea. So when I turned 28, I moved forward, and things just started to change for my life. And I'm still changing to this day, and I'm loving it. And it's like, I'm getting to the place that they say that you get to when you turn 30, where you just like, it's not even all that deep. You start to see things a little bit more for what they are. You know what I'm saying? And when I realized that, when you realize that people will tell you anything, they'll sell you anything to make themselves, to justify their actions. You got to understand that. People will say any goddamn thing to justify their actions, to make themselves live with it a little better. Fuck that. No. It's a very sad thing, you know. It's a sad reality for some people. But, you know, ever since I went through that abusive relationship, I know that people could go really far when it comes to manipulation and using you and stuff like that. So, you know, when I felt those type of feelings last year, I just got to a place at 28, my 28th birthday in October, on the 6th day. I realize I'm not finna sit here and I'm not finna sit here and keep wiping my tears away by myself over something that's not showing themselves to be worthy for me. Shit, fuck it. Because I clearly wasn't worthy for them. But I still love that person. We gonna move on. Now, back to fixing people. You're not gonna be able to fix nobody. Not a person that's not wanting that fix as much as you want it for them. And, you know, some people do get to a place when they get older where they like, when you meet a person, they already know, I'm not even finna waste your time. I'm not finna waste my time. It's not gonna work. I already know what I want. You know what I'm saying? And figuring out what you want, you know, sometimes you gotta go through a lot of shit to figure it out. But I know what I want. I know what I want. And, you know, if it doesn't seem that way, I'm not going to waste my time with it, you know. And me and my best friend was talking last night, and we was talking about dating and the process of going it over and over again. And he said, it just gets to a point where you just like, I'm not finna start from square one again, you know, with dating, even though that is the process that you take when it comes to meeting people and dating and stuff like that. But it does get tedious. And I think I'm at the space now where it's not that I'm just so tired of dating. It's at the point where when I see it, I know it. And it is what it is. So, but when it comes to fixing people, you're not going to be able to do that. I wish that people would really work on themselves the way that they work on other people. You'll be the person that you're wanting them to be if you will put that same energy into yourself. And that's a fact. It is a fact. Like, if I was trying to tell someone how to lose weight, and I'm pushing them and just encouraging them every day and trying to push them and push them and push them. Like, if I was to put that energy into myself, I would be in the place that I've been wanting to be. I would be in the place that I want them to be. You feel what I'm saying? Put that same energy into yourself, man. You're worth it. You know that, right? You could be a better you every day. Put that same energy into yourself. What you need to worry about is if you find someone who can add to that, someone who not only can add to it, but someone who you could share it with, and they can share it with you too. Because if only one of you got it, I mean, it's going to be a complicated, sometimes toxic situation. So when you got one person pulling on the other, and you don't really have anything to pull from that person or to get from that person, it could turn into a very unbalanced, toxic situation. So, you know, have something to offer people. So invest in yourself. But just make sure people have something to offer to you. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be caught in a situation where you're with someone and you're holding on to something tighter than they are. That could be very, it could be very draining, and it could be depressing as well. So invest that time in yourself, love yourself, and, you know, be a better you first before you're trying to get someone to be a better them. You can't fix them. Stop it. You've done it for too long. They ain't changed yet. Sometimes you're going to have to let that go. I dare you right now to let it go. You can't fix nobody, period. There's another topic that I wanted to talk about as well. And I thought that this was something that was very important. And for those of you who know what I'm talking about, I hope you can relate. I was in an abusive relationship for 1 year and 3 months. And I'm not too much trying to go into detail about everything that happened. But what I'm trying to encourage people to do is have an understanding when it comes to their loved ones, when it comes to their friends, or if it comes to someone that you're dating or that you're married to or that you're in a relationship with, and it's something that's a part of their past. You're going to have to understand when you meet someone, or if you have a friend and they're in a domestic violence relationship, something that you're going to have is understanding. You're going to have to understand what this person is going through. If for the life of you can't, then you're going to have to keep those opinions to yourself because the goal here is to get them separated from that situation physically, because it's not necessarily going to be an event where they're mentally going to be, you know what I'm saying, ready to just to walk away from it. It's going to be the hardest thing that they're probably ever going to have to do. And it's not because they love them so much. Oh man, when it comes to understanding a person, okay, let's put it like this. You ever been in a relationship and, you know, wasn't abusive, wasn't toxic, it was a great relationship, but for some reason it came down to you guys going your separate ways. It came down to you guys, you know, breaking up, but you could not find the heart to let the situation go for the life of you. I'm talking about it was something that you didn't want to let go. And it made you sick. It you know, and it's like that in a, it's like they get you there though. An abuser can get you there to that point where you become addicted to a certain behavior, a certain action. Cause it's called grooming, y'all. It's not, oh, this sex is so good, I don't want to let it go, I'd rather take a punch rather than let it go. You know, y'all got to really think. Y'all have to really understand. Y'all have to really try to relate to this person. And sometimes they don't even know the answers themselves of why they stay. The reason that I stayed in my situation so long was, number one, fear. It wasn't because I was in love. It wasn't because I wanted them so bad. Trust me. There was times that I packed my bags and walked out the door and got in my car and was able to drive away. Several times. I could have never came back. It was fear. It was a psychological prison that was built in my mind, that they knew that they had built in my mind and around me, that knew I could only go so far. They threatened my family. They had threatened myself. They had threatened my house. They lived with me. It was in my name. I had my couches. I had my bed. Everything that I had worked hard for, I had gotten a divorce in. When I left that marriage, I left with nothing. By choice, I left with nothing. And I went home and I rebuilt everything from the ground up for myself. So to walk away from that again was something that I just could not, for the life of me, allow. You know, and people couldn't understand that decision either. But that's another reason why I kept going back, was the fact that it's a lot of things that was so precious to me. I held it near and dear to my heart, like my radio. In Hurricane Katrina, I was on the Gulf Coast. I grew up there in Biloxi, Mississippi, Biloxi, Gulfport. And Katrina came and it destroyed my radio. So my radio was the thing that I used to get away sometimes. I would sing, and it, you know, I would listen to Whitney real loud, and I would try to sing with it, you know, to tune my voice and everything like that. So I held that precious to me. But when it was destroyed in Katrina, I had gotten a radio for Christmas, and I still have that radio to this day. It was a radio that was just, it was like my best friend. I would just turn it all the way up, put my ear and my mouth up to the speaker, and just scream to the top of my lungs. So that's something that I held near and dear to my heart. They broke the CD player, and I just couldn't lose something that meant, it marked the time for me when I was 13 years old, when we lost everything. Me and my family lost everything in that horrific hurricane. So I couldn't leave that behind. I couldn't leave certain things behind. My dad gave me those couches, and it's not even about, you know, I don't necessarily have, I didn't have a bunch of stuff, but that stuff was mine. So longer story short, I decided to get my stuff and leave with my stuff if I was going to leave. And it eventually got to that point, but you have to understand that they knew that stuff meant that much to me. They knew what would hold me back. They knew what I wouldn't walk away from. So it took an eviction for me to, to get out of that situation and be able to get my stuff, which was all a part of God's plan. It was a part of God's plan of getting me out. Because when I started to pray about getting out of it, you know, doors started to open. So please, guys, have an understanding of what's going on with them. It's not even about, oh man, she's so stupid. It's not about that. I could slap somebody if I heard them say they are being stupid. Don't you ever fix your mouth to tell somebody or to think that they're stupid. It has nothing to do with stupidity. These are people being abused. The people who are abusing them are stupid. The people that are abusing them are sick. The people that are abusing them are, they're predators. Is a kid, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that adults and kids are the same. But they're pretty much the same when it comes to being abused and mentally. They become prisoners in their own homes. The kids are never stupid. The abusers are. But you got to understand, when it comes to adults, you have to have an understanding with these people that you call your friends and you say that you love them. It's going to take understanding, love, and sometimes research. Talk to them and listen to them. Let them talk to you. Sometimes you might find loopholes of things that will help them get out. And you have to be patient with them, because you can't take matters into your own hands. And some people do make that choice to go and maybe beat them up or confront them and come to the house and be like, I'm here. I wish you would hit her. So, you know, hey, pack your stuff. Let's go. You know, there's people who go back. It's not that they don't even understand why, but you got to understand that grip of fear that's so strong. A grip of fear that's so strong that'll make you go back into a war zone. How is that possible? You got to know that it's not a black and white situation. It's not that simple. Do your research. Do your research and have an understanding with the people that you say that you love. Even people that you're dealing with in a relationship that's been in an abusive relationship. You're going to have to understand there is a process after an abusive relationship. I'm not saying that they're ready for a relationship. Trust that and deal with it. There is a process after an abusive relationship. They need help. If you meet someone and they're definitely showing signs of raw trauma. When I say raw trauma, I mean they're sensitive to pretty much everything. This is something that's very recent. They need to get mental health, and that's something that you can, that's where you can build a friendship with the person that you want to maybe date or that you want to be in a relationship one day. Build a friendship with them around their healing. It's a beautiful thing to see someone grow and to, you know, accept certain things and and then build on what they have left. It's a beautiful thing, y'all. So have an understanding with people, please. Understand first before you judge. Because the main goal is to separate them from it. But you're going to have to separate them from it mentally as well. A physical separation is the only thing. I moved 6 hours away. Six. Everybody's different now. There's some people who go and they gone. And they can live in the same state. They can live in the same city. I moved 6 hours because I wanted to be away from that situation that bad. I knew I wanted to be away from that situation that bad. But I knew that if I stayed, I'd risk being pulled back into that situation out of, not love, out of fear. You guys probably be like, I still can't understand that. You can't understand it because you've never been broken down mentally. You've never been conditioned. Do some research on being conditioned. It'll blow your mind. You know how dogs are trained to go outside and pee and not pee in the house? That's conditioning, y'all. They know that there's consequences to doing certain things. So they know what not to do. And that's another thing. And you know, people are not weak who go through abusive relationships. They're not weak people. I think what people should do now, change your perspective to understand it, to better help. Not to understand it because you can't understand, because they're just stupid. No, understand from his perspective for whenever you end up in something like that, or before your loved one end up in something like that, your daughter, your son. Men go through it too. It's not just women. It's women, and there's men, there's boys, there's girls, and it's happening every single day, y'all. It's a sad reality. You listen to me when I say this. This is happening every day to your neighbor, to your family member, to people that you work with. It's hell that they're going through. They're living in hell. But the thing that kept me going every day is that I chose to live another day. So you got to recognize people's strength when they're in something that looks like they're so weak. Recognize people's strength before you call them out on their weaknesses. Okay? That's the end of my episode for today. Look, y'all, subscribe to my podcast on my Anchor page. My link is in my bio. It's in my bio on my Facebook page. You can go to Spotify and you can follow, you can share. I could really use the support, you guys. I'm not trying to get famous. I'm not trying to get rich or anything like that. I just want to spread love. That's really my goal, is to spread love. If I feel like I'm not spreading love, if I feel like I'm not growing, I feel like I'm dying. And that's just something that I do. This is something that I do to choose to live every day. It's to choose to love every day. So I have a big heart and I just choose to give pieces of it. Sometimes to people that may not deserve it, but everybody deserves love. You got to look at it from different points of views, man. Human beings, they're complicated creatures. You're a complicated creature. So when you wonder why you made certain moves, you can't put a double standard on other people trying to make certain moves or why they made certain moves. But guys, I'm over my time. I got my Twitter, my Instagram, and my Snap, and my Facebook, of course. On my Facebook. So you guys can go there and find my links. It's Brittany Carter, which is my Instagram, BrittanaayCarter. My Twitter is BrittBratsCL. That's BrittBratsCL. And my Snap is Brittany.Carter0. BrittanyCarter0. You guys have a beautiful Memorial Day. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to me. I hope you guys have a beautiful week ahead. Love each other. Talk to each other. Understand each other. And please, please, for the life of me, guys, choose to love and live every day. Okay? Have a great one.